When discussing the most common and difficult crises facing the family today, we must not fail to address the pervasive problem of alcoholism.
Here's Dr. James Dobson with Family Talk.
My comments today are not intended for the alcoholic, but for his or her members of the immediate family. One out of every three Americans is related to an alcoholic, and the incidence seems to be rising. As a psychologist, I've heard gut-wrenching confessions from alcoholics who tried to change and failed. And I've listened to family members tearfully describe their own sense of helplessness as they watched someone they love walk down the path of destruction with a bottle in hand. These family members often struggle with rage, depression, despair, financial worries, denial, and a thousand other emotions that accompany this illness. What can they do to help themselves and their addicted loved ones? It's been my experience that it's virtually impossible to resolve this problem without outside help. Although I'm not professionally associated with the organization known as Al-Anon, and they hardly need my endorsement, I regularly refer families of alcoholics to this effective group. Within the ranks of Al-Anon are others who have been wounded in spirit and can offer the loving support of those who have been there. It's a first step in getting well.
To get involved, go to drjamesdobson.org.